this is kind of a season where there's days of dawnings. There's dawnings, a season of dawn, like something's just going to dawn upon you and start to make sense for you that's been kind of roaring in your heart for a while. We mentioned that last week, spent more time, but because that involves transition, Brock just wanted to give you a short encouragement about the process that's involved with transition that we think will help you.
There's high tech, and there's low tech, and then there's no tech, okay? Yeah, I was like pretty sophisticated, you know, and they're odorless, which is great. When Sam and things unfolded last week, it was hard for me to sit in my seat. I'm a psychologist, and I've been trained through my profession to develop a vocabulary for things and a way of conceptualizing things, and it's just so rich to be able to take scripture and make sense of it and understand it. And sometimes the vocabulary is really helpful. There's a German fellow by the name of Werhard Werner who developed an understanding about transition. And he said change and transition comes at three different levels. He said it comes at the specific level, and I don't know that he drew it out this way, but this is the way I drew it. When things are shaken, but they're not dramatically, they're not turned upside down. And as we go up this scale, and this will become a little clearer, the boundaries become less and less defined as we go up. So we've got types of change that come like this. And these are specific types of change. Thank you.
I have to do my handwriting. This is terrible. Okay. So at the bottom of this list,
at the bottom of the list are specific changes, okay? We get a job change. That's a specific change. Certain kinds of changes to be moved into a position on a worship team is a specific kind of change. But there are also secondary sets of changes that are more global. And these changes invariably involve more disruption and more unclarity, more ambiguity, and less specificity. But there's still usually some things have changed, but some things haven't. And then there's a third level up here at the top, which is where the changes are diffuse. And that means there's a whole lot more stuff that's up in the air and we don't know. There's, within the fellowship here, some of us are actually going through specific transitions, some of us are going through global transitions, and some of us are actually going through diffuse transitions where literally we don't know. And when this is drawn out this way, the logical thing for the contrast in transitions and the intensity of the transitions, it's as if it validates a similar line here of levels of anxiety. And the farther up we go on this level of complexity, the greater level, almost the greater validation for being anxious, because we know less as we go up to these levels of complexity. But the reality is this, the huge reality is this, we do not take our footing from our circumstances. We are founded, our feet are on the rock, Christ Jesus, which means that while we can look at this and go, this surely, as we get closer to the top here, we could legitimately experience more in the way of anxiety. But the Lord says, no, he is the same yesterday, today and forever. The song we sang tonight, I didn't know we were going to sing, that he has not changed through the ages. He is our substance. He is the one we cling to. He is absolutely, and he is not unaware of that. He's not puzzled by the diffusion of the situations we find ourselves in. There is no equivocation. There's no fearfulness. There's no scratching. He never is puzzled. Because he absolutely knows what is going on. He absolutely knows what's going on. And because he knows that, there is no valid reason, whether we're in specific or global or diffuse change, there is no valid reason or rationale for me as a follower of the Lord Jesus to have my anxiety level go up. It's not necessary. Because he is here, and he is here, and he is here, and he is stable as a rock. He is predictable. We know who our God is because the Lord Jesus has revealed him. And he is immovable. And he is absolutely 100% trustworthy. And because of that, it doesn't matter whether the changes are specific or whether they're global or they're diffuse. When you guys go off to Erbil, when you move to Erbil, that's diffuse. And a lot of people would be anxious about that, and we would expect some of that. And fundamentally, Jesus is there in Erbil waiting for you, and he accompanies you in every step of the way. So even though there's diffusion associated with this transition you guys are in, there is no cause for fear. None. He's already there.
So, yeah, we just want to encourage you because you're all going through this at some level. And it's going to be happening within your families, within your ministries, missions, da-da-da-da. So I want to encourage you, too, with that, that when you're feeling the something's out of order, we just said last week, don't freak out. You know, just pray, get yourself centered in the Lord, and wait. It probably means something's on the horizon. And so I think that unsettling, the Holy Spirit sometimes will produce that. Now, you've got to make sure you're repented and you're clean and all that, but sometimes he'll produce that unsettledness, and the grace is gone with what you're doing, and you have to find your way. But what's wild with the Lord, you wish that the immediate information came when the unsettledness came, but it never works that way. Does it? He causes you to be unsettled, and then wait, and be steady. And don't move, because, oh, what a dangerous time it is when we feel that unsettled. Many, many Ishmaels are made. Many getting in front of the Lord's are made. And that's why that word is so good for us. So stay steady in the midst of this. Amen. Excellent.